Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a clear night across Israel, with mild temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing a gentle breeze, a perfect evening to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, The New York Times reports that former President Trump has convened his senior advisors to discuss a massive attack on Iran. Options for escalating the campaign are under review. Also, earlier this hour, Ynet reveals that Kuwait and Bahrain have launched their first ever strikes on Iran. The secretive operation reportedly had UAE support, stirring fears of wider regional escalation. Also this hour, JNS discusses Zohran Mamdani's actions during Prime Minister Netanyahu's visit to the United Nations. The focus, they argue, was less about an arrest warrant and more about inciting protests. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reflects on whether Netanyahu might step down quietly, akin to Hungary's Orbán. The editorial raises concerns over organized crime potentially influencing political outcomes. And finally, Forward suggests that Mamdani isn't the true resistance against Netanyahu. Instead, it's Israelis themselves voicing the strongest opposition. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 reported just minutes ago that the U.S. Treasury has sanctioned financial networks linked to the Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas. This action targets senior leaders and illicit funding channels. Belaz News posted earlier today about Iranian claims of a U.S. missile strike on a gas tanker. This incident reportedly resulted in two fatalities, though verification is pending. Israel's foreign ministry has condemned recent decisions by the UNESCO World Heritage Committee. They accused the committee of distorting history and advancing political agendas against Israel. Let's go deeper, starting with a report from the New York Times. Former President Trump reportedly held a high-level meeting to consider escalating military actions against Iran. This comes amid ongoing tensions and previous confrontations in the region. The implications could see heightened military readiness and diplomatic strain. Turning to the strikes reported by Ynet, Kuwait and Bahrain have entered the fray with covert operations against Iran. Allegedly supported by the UAE, this marks a significant shift in Gulf politics and could lead to a broader regional conflict, affecting civilian safety and economic stability. Meanwhile, JNS highlights Zohran Mamdani's role during Netanyahu's UN visit. His actions were seen as a strategic move to incite protests rather than focusing on legal matters. This suggests a growing trend of political activism targeting Israeli leaders on international platforms. The Jerusalem Post's commentary on Netanyahu's potential resignation draws parallels to Hungary's political landscape. Concerns are mounting over organized crime's potential influence, which could destabilize governance and public confidence in political processes. Lastly, Forward's piece argues that true resistance to Netanyahu is emerging from within Israel. This internal opposition reflects a broader democratic engagement, which could shape future policy directions. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports a decline in Israel's academic standing as the country falls below the OECD average. This could impact future economic growth and competitiveness. Separately, CTEC announces Meta's appointment of Israeli executive Asaf Keren as Chief Information Security Officer. This move strengthens Israel's presence in global tech leadership. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that the State Employees Club is transitioning to a new credit provider, Cal. This shift aims to enhance consumer benefits amid rising market competition. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.